This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes, or the best of Enterprise Biz Bytes. We are going through some of our favourite shows from the year, highlighting them and delivering them in bite-sized chunks to you guys. We are starting today with the work culture episode. Some of the stuff that we've picked up throughout the years. We're starting off in a minute about sick days, and perhaps with me introducing the show like that, I should probably have taken a sick day today.
Sounds like it, Rich.
That will be coming up in a minute. We've got stuff about WhatsApp groups, we've got mental health, and we've got the four-day work week all making an appearance on today's show. First off then, it was a discussion we had back in April about whether or not sick days are dead. And for many office workers, working from home has replaced a day spent recovering under the covers. They'd actually take a sick day off and start working from home.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you realize that you're not that sick enough to actually go to the clinic or the hospital, but you just need a break.
That's right. Duvet days. This is what we had to say. Number. Right. Where shall we start? Shall we start with the death of the sick day or how companies need to embrace? Let's start with the death of the sick day. So Adam Torrin, if you don't know Adam, he's a fella in the US. I don't know him. We should, though. Now, apparently, his little story, the last time he crawled into bed, pulled the covers over his head and took a sick day off from work, quote, "My whole family got racked by the flu around 2006. Hopefully, that was the last time." 13 years later, Mr. Torrin, who lives in Phoenix, Arizona, said he has not missed another day off work from illness, a streak of which he is exceedingly proud. To keep it going, he says he monitors his sleep cycles. He lays out things he believes keeps him healthy. He doesn't drink coffee. He drinks specialty teas. Gyukuru, a Japanese tea, turmeric, and resveratrol. I have no idea what that is. His attendance streak may be a bit of an outlier, but more and more the sick day is disappearing from the office vocabulary, even as we hit peak flu season. Once a sick day was just that, a day away from work to focus on recovery, or at least pretend to. Think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick. Can you feel my hands, Mom? Have you seen that scene?
Yeah, of course. Good movie.
If you haven't seen it, he puts his hand on a radiator so his hands feel all hot and stinky and clammy, and his mum grabs it and she says, "Maybe you should stay home." School, we've all done it for school. Let's be honest. It actually works. But in recent years, it's become something more murky in definition and more reflective of our highly competitive 24/7 work lives. The shifting definition and expanding mobility of the office thanks to remote and the rise of contractors in the gig economy is also making the sick day somewhat, you know, passe, at least for some jobs. Even if you take a sick day, you're still emailing in the morning, checking in later in the day. It's become more of a norm to write to your colleagues and tell them that you're working from home. You know, we all do it. I need to take the day off. I'm not feeling so good. I've got issues with my tummy, but feel free to email me or get me on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. You know. Do you feel guilty, though, if you don't respond?
When I'm sick?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. So I don't know. So when reading this article, it was a bit weird because I thought that people who, when you take like an MC or you take a day off, I think it's a given, or I thought it was a given where you have to, you're given the right to like take any amount of rest that you want.
Right.
So you're at home, you have every right to turn off your phone. You don't have to get back to like emails or messages or anything that anyone sends you.
Yeah.
And you can get back to them the day after. That's the whole point of taking MC.
I agree.
Yeah, because you're supposed to be asleep. And if you're asleep for 12 hours a day, it's supposed to be okay. You know,
right.
No one's supposed to like penalize you for not replying to, you know, whatever work latent email that you get. So it's weird, the stats that came in, not to say weird, it was surprising to me, the stats that came in saying that people would still, you know, be up working or still responding or still working from home when they were sick.
Right.
Because it kind of defeats the purpose of staying at home in the first place.
And so does having to obtain an MC, if you ask me.
You know, which
I think is a completely obsolete, prehistoric piece of rubbish that should, you know, go the way of the dinosaurs. I mean, if you are sick, the last thing you want to do is get in a cab or drive to a doctor's office where there are other sick people, sit around for a doctor to assess you and say, okay, let me give you a piece of paper, charge you 70 ringgit, send you on your way. Mm-hmm. You can then take that to the office, who will then look at it and say, are you sure it's a real MC? And then they'll go, oh yeah, it's a real MC. Well done, have the day off. What is the point?
Yeah, what is the point?
And also that whole ordeal there is physically impossible if you have a migraine.
Yes.
Imagine that. Yes. Right? You're not getting out of the house to do that.
Exactly. You know, and there's still some companies out there, I know for a fact, who still insist on this.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a global thing or is that a very Malaysian thing?
It's a very, I would say, Asian
thing. It's an Asian thing. Yeah. So, I think more people take MCs nowadays than they did back then. Because if you read up on some articles of how this whole mentality started, I think it stemmed from like an old conventional mindset that if you take MCs or you're sick, then you're considered like weaker and more vulnerable at the workplace. Because it goes back to like, you know, the old way of working where there's a traditional ladder or staircase or whatever, and everybody wants the position that you have. Yeah. And if you show that you're not good enough to do the job, then there's someone else to step in and take the job.
Yeah. You don't want this job, somebody else will.
Here's the thing, I can't remember which country this was, but apparently sick leaves are at an all-time low because employees don't want to seem dispensable to their employers. Mm. They feel like if they take a couple of days off, then people will learn to kind of work around them and they will realize that, you know, we don't need this person anyways, because when this person is not around, then, you know, everything kind of
said, though, I mean, I had a previous boss and, you know, his line of thinking was make yourself indispensable. Mm. Same kind of thing, you know, make it so the company can't work without you. And that was his line of reasoning, you know.
Which is kind of smart.
Yeah.
So you can take any amount of sick leave that you want.
But it also means that the company would grind to a halt without you if you weren't there.
Yeah, which is also bad. So again, like 50-50. Yeah, but nowadays, I mean, with like flexi working hours and like open offices, I think let's just look at how we work here. We have slightly more flexible hours and you know, more flexibility to go home when we finish work. So I think less people or more people would be inclined to take the MCs because they can pop in for a while, finish up if there's something very urgent to do, and then they can pop out. Or because we are more inclined towards like open offices these days, I think more people want to sit next to sick people less. Does that make any sense?
No, Arvin.
You see,
you're on radio, you're supposed to make things simple, you know?
You have like cubicles before, so you're locked away in your own office and stuff.
Right.
Now, because you share like an open office, everyone shares like a desk or a single table. There are more friends or colleagues at the workplace who will tell you to go home because they don't want to sit beside someone who isn't well in fear of catching their flu.
Gotcha. You know? Whereas before, you'd be like popping your head over the top of your cubicle.
Yeah.
Being like, can you tell that idiot in that thing over there to stop sneezing, please?
So if you were actually interviewing a prospective candidate for your company and you notice something like 40 days off because this person broke its leg, I think his leg or her leg, that's fine. But like if it was like 2 weeks off because of, I don't know, the flu. Mm. I mean, you know, it might have been a really bad case. It may have been like influenza A or B or something like that. But then, you know, just looking at that on paper without having a proper explanation from the candidate, you might just reject that application.
Also, these are not things that you want to carry on to your next on your resume. Like, no one wants to go like, I fractured an ankle in 2014. So, you know, no one needs these details. Like why would your future boss need to know that you have like a brittle ankle? Or you know what I mean? There's no contribution to the work you're going to do.
So I guess, I mean, even here in this room right now, we've been discussing how it feels like as an employee, you know, having the need or knowing that you can take sick leave and paid sick leave. But from an employer's point of view, there are many people who just abuse sick leave.
For
sure. Come the World Cup, tell you that MCs, the rate of MCs go up, okay? And then, you know, even with Game of Thrones, I mean, didn't we just read an article this morning about how some people took the day off? I mean, it aired on Sunday night in the US, and immediately on Monday, the rate of sick leaves went up, right?
But
so it's things like that people will abuse something, and especially if you work in a company where the HR department doesn't really require you to hand over your
MC.
Your MC, right?
Yeah.
People will tend to...
Yeah, they will.
Take that for granted.
But then when you have a very good employee who decides to take time off to watch something, you know, and they inform the members of
beforehand,
their team.
Way beforehand.
You know? And you, you know, in your mind, you're thinking, he's taking time off work to go and see a movie, and he's, you know, put in for leave for that. And I'm thinking
there's
to myself,
no excuse.
At least he's honest.
And I appreciate that. You know?
Yeah, you should. Everyone should.
Look at him.
You should emphasize
give
the
yourself
word
a pat on the back. You know, let me
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm
no
just
idea.
Saying if
no
there's
idea.
Someone like this. No, look at this stat. let's change the subject.
There we go then, folks. That was our discussion between me, Auds, and R when we were talking about whether or not sick days are dead. If you'd like to join the conversation, of course, remember you can still get in touch via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Get us via Twitter or Instagram. As usual, we're at BFM Radio. Sick days. But that's not what we're talking about next. We will be talking about those things that are the bane of many people's existence. Good morning, the WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.